This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. More and more farmers are considering the switch to soft red wheat versus the much more common hard red wheat. Many farmers in southeast Kansas have already switched years ago as the influence of soft red wheat spreads from the fields of Missouri. Last year, there was so much soft wheat planted in this area that even a little harder to find seed. For practical purposes, there's no reason to think that this gradual switch to soft red varieties won't continue. There are just more advantages, usually a better market price, higher yields, and resistance to our wet winters. First, let's talk about yields, as the numbers are pretty straightforward and we have a lot of good data. One of the best places for yield comparison between soft and hard red wheat is right here at the Extension Research Center in Parsons. Dozens of soft and hard wheat from a number of companies are grown in side-by-side comparison and evaluated on yield, physiology like heading date and final weight, and some of the fungal diseases. This spring, the average hard wheat yield was 55 bushels across all varieties, while soft wheat was 90 bushels across the varieties. Last spring, the spread was 81 bushels to 102 bushels. In fact, getting above 100 bushels in soft wheat is not uncommon. Part of this response is that soft wheat can capitalize on ideal growing conditions like hard wheat can, but it is also better resistant to conditions that aren't so ideal. Around here, those not so ideal conditions usually mean too much rain at the wrong times. It also partly comes down to the simple fact that since soft wheat has less protein in the grain, it can create more yield. Next, the market price is usually better, at least in the past couple of years. This can be seen at the market futures and past indexes, but as of this report, soft wheat was 15 cents higher per bushel. At one point last year, that spread was over a dollar per bushel. Part of the reason is that soft and hard wheat have different markets. Hard wheat makes bread, soft wheat makes cookies and pastries. In very general estimation, looking at past USDA numbers, the US produces 2 to 3 times more hard wheat than soft. It also exports half of the hard wheat, but only a third of the soft. Soft wheat has different external influences. A question I often get about soft wheat is its disease packages and how well it's resist to our most problematic fungal diseases, stripe rust and fusarium blight. This is a harder question to answer because while wheat varieties are commonly looked at for disease resistance, they are done so by variety and not by general wheat type differences. That is, if soft and hard wheat are even evaluated in the same area. Once again, the Parsons Research Center is a good place to compare them because it is one of the few places where the hard wheat growing in the Western Plains meets the soft wheat growing in the Mississippi Valley. Most soft wheat varieties have very good disease ratings and often offer better genetic protections than many hard wheats. Perhaps being grown in the more humid eastern states versus the drier Western Plains, the breeding of fungal resistance has a steeper importance, or it's just a natural part of soft wheat physiology. If you would like more information on wheat varieties, yields, or disease ratings, before you make this fall's wheat seed purchase, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.